Welcome back, or welcome if this is your first time joining us. This is Moon Meditations, where each episode is a purposeful environment for encouragement, guided meditation, and positivity. I'm your host, Emerald, the Poetic Pisces, and I'm glad you decided to join my frequency. Here, we are moved by the phases of the moon. This month's full moon is in Aquarius, so what of it? So first of all, it's really exciting that this is the first new moon of the year, because even more so, it's the first new moon of the decade. So of course, the new moon means our fresh start, and that's fitting because, again, that's the first new moon of the decade. That's a big deal. So our side is dark, but don't be afraid to move in that darkness. Operate in silence. I know you've heard that before. Move in silence and let your actions speak for you. Everything will come to light in time. I mean, it's a lunar cycle. It's just going to be another recycling of the light of the moon. So once we get to the full moon, that illumination will be there. So new isn't necessarily better either, but there's something that you've been wanting to go for, and this is the time to do it. But again, make sure that this new thing that you're going to partake, that you're going to go venture out on, is going to be in your best interest. So with it being in Aquarius, Aquarius is a fixed air sign ruled by Uranus, and there's a lot of rebellion and stubbornness going on with that sign. But with this new moon being in Aquarius, you have to use that that curiosity and that mental nature and the rebellion and forward thinking to turn it into something positive for a new start. So you want to use that energy to push forward in the things that you've been wanting to go for, to give yourself that push that you need to go for it. So be the real you and assert your individuality, stand out, use those qualities in this Aquarius moon to make this new moon work for you. So it is a new beginning. The new moon is, you know, signifying a birth and gaining that light until you get the full illumination of the full moon. But right now, this is the time for growth. So each lunar cycle, we are reincarnated. This is the perfect time to get this new decade, this new year, this new moon started off right. This is your second chance of the year. This is your first second chance of the year. Your first second chance of the decade. So we all want, you know, to redo something. There's something that you've been wanting to redo and get a start over. This is it. This is your chance. If you've ever wanted to know more about yourself, a natal chart is a great place to start. It's a snapshot in time, essentially, of when you were born. The universe is ever-changing, but wouldn't you like to know where you got started? It's interesting. Like, there's so much information that you can learn about yourself. So I definitely recommend that you go check out your natal chart. So definitely explore past what I share. There are numerous ways to explore and go deeper. I do so with rituals. Fasting, burning sage, chanting, using crystals and stones, all of those are awesome ways. One of my favorite, though, and possibly the most powerful and impactful ritual is meditation. If you're ready to manifest and meditate with me, ensure your setting allows you the chance to do so. Find a private, quiet area, or just feel free to pause and come back. Now that we've settled into a comfortable position and setting, just relax. Bring awareness to your body. Sit tall and confidently. Align yourself. Bring awareness to your breath. Inhale through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. Inhale through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. Continue to breathe. Soften your body and relax. Blink slowly and close your eyes. As you continue to breathe, notice your thoughts. Clear your thoughts and think of your intention, your goals. Simply ask yourself what you wish to change. Notice any subconscious blocks or doubts you may have. Release them. Let go of any subconscious blocks or doubts. They do not serve you for your higher purpose. Bring your intention to your attention again. What do you wish to change? How can you be better? What is your intention? What does that look like to you? What does it feel like to you? How do you feel? Visualize yourself. Visualize your world as if you've manifested your intentions. You have exactly what you desire. What does it look like to you? How do you feel in this new world where you've manifested your intentions? I see my goals clearly. I am worthy. I deserve to follow my dreams. I am worthy. I see my goals clearly. I deserve to follow my dreams. Tell the universe your intention and allow it to work for you. Allow it to work with you. Visualize it. See, feel, hear, smell the life you live with the success of your intention. Your spirit and your energy must align. Notice any subconscious blocks or any doubts that you may have and let them go. Bring awareness back to now, and when you're ready, open your eyes. Welcome back. Meditation is a powerful tool. I encourage you to exercise your ability to meditate and to tap into your intuition. You are living energy. Learn yourself. Be mindful of your focus and energy. In addition to finding some alone time, please take a moment to leave a review of this podcast and follow me. Thank you for joining my frequency. Let's vibrate higher. Again, I'm Emerald, the Poetic Pisces, and until next episode, inshallah, namaste, love and light. Peace.